Computers 97. Good morning, everybody. I'm Amnon Nissan, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Our number here is at the Buzz. It's 860-0850. 860-0850. And this segment of the show is sponsored by... And I need to get some... What did I do with the papers? Talk about being nervous, huh? Where did I put the papers? Oh, geez. I can't believe I did that. No, that's not them. Anyway, I'll find them later. But it's sponsored today by Computer Renaissance and the New Computer Digest and the Learning Center. I laid them here somewhere. And with us in the studio is Heath Fallon, and Heath is the president of Essential Technologies. Good morning, Heath.
Good morning, Emma.
You see, you think you're nervous, huh? Oh boy, Heath, you're first of all, I wanted to follow a little bit on last week's subject and. Let's carry it on. This is a request by Larry, who is not with us today, who isn't with us today here at the studio. Larry is sunning it at the beach. How many of you got in front of your PC and turned them on only to get a chilling error message that your computer crashed? Give us a call here at the Buzz at 860-0850. And tell us what you did about it. Tell us what happened. Apparently, a lot of people last time and during the week, I had some calls from people who were telling me who were sort of like embarrassed to call and say that it happened to them, and they were telling me the story like in confidence, so nobody else would hear it. But let us know. This is fun. You can always look back at it and laugh. So call us with any kind of what Larry called crush and burn. It crashed and burned. 860-0850. Okay, Heath. Essential Technologies. What is Essential Technologies? I mean, I hear the commercials running. It's training. It's right. What else is there to it? What is your company?
Well, we're a brand new training company, and we have a different focus. We are a hands-on network training company, and we're really aiming for more experienced users right now. We have classes that are accelerated for more experienced users, and we try to get them through the skills they need in a quicker time, in a more focused course than some of the other companies that are around right now.
And there are some companies around who do training.
Oh, yeah.
When you're saying accelerated... I know that, like, to become a CNE, I mean, I'm not familiar with many of the training programs that are available, but to be a CNE takes probably years.
It'll take several months, probably.
Several months. Give us an example of how long it takes to become a Microsoft certified
systems engineer. Okay. That's our first course we're really concentrating on right now is the MCSE, or Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer Program. And it takes it usually takes a few months for someone to get through the entire program, and we don't think that's going to change any with our course. But what we are offering is a course that will get you through, exposing you to the different topics that you need to see, giving you some hands-on labs in a quicker environment, and then you can also take that and then go home and study, go through the exams on your own pace. But instead of keeping you in the classroom for weeks on end, we try to get you through in just a few weeks. And in fact, our courses are about half the length of other courses.
But how do you accomplish the same for the student in half the time?
Right.
Does the student attend more hours per day, or is it because they take the material home,
right,
and it's like in a continuation?
Well, that's actually, both of those are part of it. We have extended the training day a little bit longer than most of the other training companies teach around here. We teach a little bit longer than what they teach. We give you a full day of training. We do also ask that our students do a little bit of homework and do some reading at home, do a little bit of more work on their own, because that gives them, I think, a lot more to bring to class the next day. And also, we also have cut out a lot of the introductory type of welcome to computer segments, because we really are targeting a more experienced user, someone who's done computer support for a couple of years, someone who's ready to move into networking, or someone who's already doing network administration and they're looking to become certified. So we can move at a little bit quicker pace than the other companies do.
So you took the manual for the cassette recorder and took the three first pages off, the one to tell you how to plug it in.
Right.
And you have to use 110 volts.
Right.
So, you know, all the basics.
Right. We tried to start from square three instead of square one. Exactly.
And you find out, and from experience, stuff like that works?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we're not really reinventing the wheel by any means. We're kind of going back to the old way that NT was taught. The biggest reduction in time is going back to the NT course, really. And we're going back to the old way of teaching it in a five-day course instead of a stretched-out course or a group of courses. Right now, a lot of companies are teaching it in a section of three courses. And there's a lot of redundancy in those three courses. So instead, we've cut it down to one focused course that gets you through installation, administration, and troubleshooting. This is really the way we used to teach the course a couple years ago.
And what really sets your company aside from the others that are in this area?
Well, really, that's our focus. Our focus, we've kind of recognized that there's two groups of people. We're kind of split into two groups. And we understand there are people that are coming new to the industry. They're coming into the industry, and they need a little bit more time with the technology. They need a little bit more time hands-on with computers, and that's fine. We're going to provide those courses as well. But right now, we're really concentrating on getting those more experienced users, the course, the people that we can move through at a quicker pace, and I think people that will appreciate moving at a more at a quicker pace and in a more focused environment, instead of starting out like we talked about earlier.
Right.
They can start out where they're already comfortable and they can move a little more quickly.
Okay. We're talking with Heath Fallon, president of Essential Technologies, and you're listening to 850 The Buzz. Our number again is 860-0850, 860-0850. The lines are open. Any questions to Heath are welcome. You don't mind people asking you questions and...
Not at all.
Okay, I want to take a second here and repent. I did find the papers. Our sponsors are very important to us. So this segment of the show is sponsored, like I said, by Computer Renaissance and by the New Computer Digest. And Computer Renaissance now has two area locations in Crossroads Shopping Center, where they always were, in Cary, and in Raleigh now, in the North Hills Plaza, across from North Hills Mall. And what they do at Computer Renaissance, they buy, sell, and trade new and used computers. They have great prices on used equipment. As a matter of fact, whenever people come to our store and ask for something, I guess the most common thing that people are looking for these days is a laptop, but they don't want to pay $3,000-$4,000. They're looking for something used that the kid could take to school and do word processing. And every time I've been to Computer Renaissance, they have a nice selection of laptops, used laptops, for very, very good prices. And we're also sponsored. I want to welcome a new sponsor to the show. It is Computer Education Services, the Learning Center. And you can call 544-3356 to find out about the network technology training and career fair, open house, September 17th from 4:30 to 7:30. And that's the Computer Education Services. So there are more and more companies that are offering training. I guess there is a need out there. Like I said, call them at 544-3356 to find out about the Computer Technology Training and Career Fair open house, September 17th from 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. Let's get back to essential technologies. And a number I want to mention again is 860-0850. I don't see these phones ringing. We're just going to sit here and talk unless you you have some questions to ask. But you know what? Probably everybody's out there outside cutting their grass. It's such a beautiful day out there.
Mm-hmm.
You're a local company, obviously.
Yes, well, right now, right. We're in Durham, and right now we're actually looking for a new training facility. So right now we've leased space out at Mooresville on a use basis from Corporate Software Training. And we're using their facilities right now to do our classes until we get into our own building. But we will start doing more courses in the area outside, like in Charlotte. And we're looking at doing a course right now down in Goldsboro. And as we grow, we don't want to just keep going out more regionally. And then even, you know, we'll see where it goes from there.
But you are based in the Triangle.
That's right. We're based here in Durham.
And I want to get that out to people more often too, what do they call, who do they call when they want to get information about the company?
Okay, well, there's an 800 number, and it's 800-358-6112, and that actually goes to a company in Baltimore that we've partnered with right now to answer our phones, because we have had a lot of calls on the new MCSE program that we're offering. So it goes to Baltimore, but with the company is a Durham-based company. So you can call 800-358-6112, or you can go to our website, which is www.essentialtech.com. It's all one word.
Essential Tech.
Right.
What kind of courses, I've heard, what is that, MC?
MCSE, right.
MCSE.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you offer? Is that the only thing that you're...
Well, right now we're really concentrating on the MCSE program, which is really comprised of three different pieces. It's comprised of an NT course, which is a 5-day NT course, which is a great course. It's standalone by itself. We have that course plus a TCP/IP course and an Internet Information Server course. And together, those courses prepare you for the MCSE track if you're interested in becoming an MCSE. It's it also gives you a new certification, which Microsoft's just finished hammering out recently, which is called Internet Systems. And that's a 3-test curriculum, but if you take the 6 exams for the MCSE that we're recommending, you get both certifications at the same time. And so we're really concentrating on that course right now. Now, in the future, we will offer everything from 95-type support to advanced networking technologies like WAN connectivity, high-speed networking, and so on. But right now, since we are a new company and we're just getting started here, we're really concentrating on this MCSE and NT program.
What is MCSE?
It's the Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer. It's Microsoft's really their premier certification right now. It's a 6-exam sort of certification.
And people pass the exams with you, or they go somewhere else? I know with the, like, when you study to be a CNE, you take the course one place, and then you go and you take...
That's right. That's right. Yeah, they're actually the exams at the same place. They're Sylvan Prometric testing facilities. And you call an 800 number. It's 1-800-755-EXAM. And they can tell you where to take the exam and how to register for the exams.
Okay. And you say it's 5 days for NT training.
5 days of NT training.
Now, that means that people have to take off work, or work has to send them over.
Well,
what does somebody who works 8 to 5 every day and wants to study, do you offer anything else?
Yes, we do, actually. That's a great question, because I was in the same position myself a couple years ago.
Question.
Yeah, it's a great question. But no, we have a night program as well, and it's something that we've been working on for a long time to get another night program here in the Triangle. There are a couple companies who have started night programs recently, and I think that we really do need more night training here, because a lot of people cannot take off the time to go during the day.
And what days when people want to do that?
It's our course is double. So, like, if our NT course is 5 days or it's a 1-week course, then our course is double at night, and they're 2 weeks. And they run Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday for 4 hours, and then they run all day Saturday. And it's lecture and lab all the time, for all 3 nights and all day on Saturday.
Okay, so, yeah, that makes sense. When people come to take the course,
mm-hmm.
What's included in the course? I mean, you know, you send the kid to school today, and the tuition may not be that high.
Right.
And then what? By the time they buy the books and everything else, it's triple.
Oh yeah, that's true. But no, in our course, you get really everything you need. We give you, you know, it's over 8 hours instruction for our MCSE program. It's really, like I said, it is an accelerated program. We've cut it down to 2 weeks of in-class training. We don't expect you to go take all the exams that quickly, but it's 2 weeks of in-class training plus some other things to help you get to the exam. So you get the course, you get the computer to work on during each student gets his own computer while we're doing training. You get two course books, really three if it's you split IP and IIS together, but we put those into one book so that you have two binders. So you get the two training manuals plus we give you. If you take the MCSE program, we give you 6 study guides by Cybex. Cybex has just published, a new group of study guides, and you get the 6 MCSE study guides, which are Microsoft-approved study guides by Cybex. They help you get through the exams. They give you practice questions. They give you some additional readings that we want you to do during the course, plus that you can take with you after the course to get you through it. And then we give you free post-class support if you have questions on how to get prepared for an exam or questions on why DHCP isn't working on your server, that kind of thing, then we have free post-class support, and that's about it.
Where do you advertise other than locally? I know that most of the training, local trainers,
mm-hmm.
get people coming from all over.
That's right. Now, we are only advertising locally, but that's one reason we picked our location, or we're trying to find a permanent location out near the airport. And we picked a temporary location by the airport because we are expecting people to come in from outside the area. We're going to be advertising in papers in Charlotte. We'll be advertising in papers down in Fayetteville because we have had students come up from Fayetteville before for other training programs. And then eventually we would like to advertise in magazines like Windows NT Magazine or mm-hmm. Microsoft Certified Professional Magazine because we think we have an outstanding program and we think people will travel to go to this program.
People travel and go to a training facility when they hear from other people how good it is.
Right.
Who are your trainers? Who does the training? Do you get people from Microsoft? Are there local people or are there your full-time employees?
No, we do have a couple employees, but really, besides myself, which I will be doing a lot of the training initially, and I'm a Microsoft certified trainer. I've been doing this sort of training for quite a while now. I actually, for the last year, have been self-employed doing NT training and IP training, pretty much everything in the Microsoft Certified Systems Engineer track. But we look for experienced trainers, and there's a large group of contract trainers out there, and that's how they really make their living is off their experience. And we look for really experienced trainers. They don't have to live here in the Triangle. We don't mind letting them travel in. We'll pay for them to travel in if they have the experience they need and if they have the certification, too, because since we're teaching a certified course, we expect them to have that certification, which shows that they know the material that you need to know. Plus, we really want them to have some hands-on, real support experience, not just in the classroom experience. So we look for people with about 4 years of support experience plus some training experience.
Okay. We're talking with Heath Fallon of Essential Technologies. We need to work away for a commercial. Look how time flies.
Yeah.
Your calls are coming up next on the station and wants to pay your rent. Listen to this. Your rent, your mortgage, and now even your car payment. 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to Computers 97 on 850 The Buzz. We're talking with Heath Fallon, president of Essential Technologies, training facility, training company here in the Triangle. And the show is sponsored by Computer Renaissance, buying, trading, and selling new and used computers. They have 2 locations now. One is the Crossroads Shopping Center in Cary and in Raleigh over at the North Hills Plaza across from North Hills Mall. And by the Computer Education Services, the Learning Center. Heath, what if a student is not satisfied with what, let's say I came and I pay We'll get to the prices later.
Okay.
I came, I paid, I attended. I go back home after the week or two, and it's almost like it went one ear and went out the other, and I said, God, I didn't learn anything.
Right. Well, I mean, that happens, actually. And we provide two types of guarantees to try to help make sure that our students are happy. We do provide a satisfaction guarantee. What we ask that you do there is, if you just think that you're not going to be happy and you know by the end of the first day this isn't what you wanted, this is moving a little bit too fast, or maybe it's moving too slow, maybe you expected it's just going to fly, or it's just not what you wanted, then we ask that you withdraw by the end of the first day, and we'll give you a full refund. If that's not possible, we'll work something out to make sure our customers are happy. But we also provide an education guarantee, and that is if you do go through the full week or you go through the full two-week program and it did go in one ear out the other, that happens, especially if we're moving a little bit fast in some places for you. You can come back to another course of ours at no charge and sit back through that course. We understand that. And in fact, that sometimes is the way that really helps people get it cemented into their mind about what they need to know. So we do welcome that.
So people can come back.
That's right. There's no charge for that.
No charge. Yeah. Okay. Do you enjoy training and sitting there and trying to pound information into people?
I do love it. I mean, I do love training. Sometimes it does feel like you're pounding it into them, which can be kind of frustrating for both you and the students. But I really do like training. I've been doing training for a long time, and off and on, was in the military for a while, did some training in there, did some training while I was doing tech support and so on. And for the last year, that's how I've been supporting myself, really, is just doing training. And I really have always enjoyed doing this. This is one of the things that really spurred me to try to start my own company was the thrill I get from teaching people, bringing them in the first day and then watching them really kind of grow over the week. And pretty soon by the end of the week, they're not even listening anymore because they're out on their own. They're learning stuff on their own, which is a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. How many students are in a class normally on the average?
Well, really, on the average, about 12. We can teach more, and we do sometimes, especially for on-sites, we do up to 20 students, where a customer will come in and say, you know, we have 18, we have 20 people, can you fit them in? Or sometimes for people who are sitting back through a course or another trainer that wants to come in and get refresher or something, we'll have some extra students. But typically 12 to 15 is about the top that we'll go.
Our number is 860-0850 right here at the Buzz, and the lines are open, so feel free to call in. When you walk into the classroom and you start training and you see that one student is sort of like struggling, having a hard time.
Right.
Do you have the urge kind of like to go and hold their hand and say, here, I'll really show you how to do it?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes what will happen is a slower student or someone who's really struggling with a piece of material will actually partner with a person sitting next to them. And
you allow them to talk in class?
Oh, sure. As long as they talk quietly.
I hope my daughter is not listening.
Right. They can't chew gum, but they can talk back and forth. That actually is probably even more powerful than the instructor taking time. Now, during the labs, I like to walk around and make sure that they're getting, you know, what they need. And if they're struggling a little bit, that's probably the best time that I can help them. But if I'm at the front talking, a great thing that will happen, and it happens quite often, really, is that the person next to them, whether they know them or not, sees that they're struggling and will point something out or show them a quick shortcut or a tip. They'll just make everything light up for them right away. So it's really good to have the class try to start talking right from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Ask them a lot of questions. Get them to all start talking to feel comfortable. And then you'll really see this dynamic just start to happen by itself.
And you see it happening.
Yes.
Yeah. Let's see who we have here online. Good morning, you're on 850 The Buzz.
Yes, about the Amnon Nissan.
Speaking.
Yes. My son has an IBM Altiva.
Yeah.
And he says that he needs to change the motherboard.
Good luck.
Explain.
It is.
Can I just hang up and listen?
No. I want you to stay on. Unless you're calling long distance.
Well, I'm just on the car phone.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, if you want to, but I want to say I want you to be able to interact in here. Just say, The motherboard on the Aptiva is proprietary. Just like the motherboard on the Compaq, the motherboard on a Dell, they are proprietary. They make the motherboard to fit in the case, or they make the case to fit the motherboard. They are not standard. You couldn't walk into our store and buy a standard motherboard and put it into the Aptiva.
Okay, the reason he wants to change it, the way I understand what he's explaining to me, is so that he can get a Pentium chip into it.
Right. My recommendation, and the way that we're doing it with a lot of proprietary computers, the names that I mentioned and others, is they bring their computer over. We strip the computer. We take the hard drive, the monitor, the video card, if it has one, whatever we can use in another box. Put a Pentium motherboard with the chip in a standard tower case or desktop, and use as much of the old hardware in the new machine. This way, I mean, of course, you can go to IBM and find out if you can purchase a Pentium motherboard for the Aptiva, and you may be able to, but you will pay out the wazoo. I mean, you will pay an arm and a leg for it. So the best thing to do in this case is either live with it, if you don't really have to have the Pentium chip. Another way to do it, and I should mention it, although I'm not I don't preach people should do that, is to get an overdrive chip that you can plug into a 486 socket that makes it act as though it is a Pentium. They cost a lot of money, though.
It's cheaper to buy a new computer.
In the long run, it's cheaper to buy a new computer, a standard computer. But right off the bat, it makes more sense. You're spending your money a better way to spend your money is to go and get the basics that you need in order to build a new computer, and take the guts out of the Aptiva or any proprietary computer that you have, and put it in there. Save some money on these pieces of hardware, and purchase the ones that you need. But when you do that, you have a computer that you can keep on upgrading and upgrading and upgrading without having to spend a lot of money.
Okay.
But with the Aptiva, yeah, he's stuck with that.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling 850 The Buzz. Yeah, that's a big problem when people go and buy name brands. Of course, it's nice to buy a name brand. You know, you go and you buy an Aptiva, you buy a Dell, you buy a,
right.
You buy a name and everything is fine. But then you come time to upgrade. And that's what I tell people. That's where they get you. You want our motherboard? Oh, sure. We have them.
That's right.
Pay up. So either you pay up front or you pay later. Our number is 860-0850. And you're listening to 850 The Buzz, Computers 97. And we're talking with Keith Fallon, president of Essential Technologies. Keith. We were talking about that one student that, mm-hmm. that is struggling. Did you ever find that one or two students could hold the class back?
Yeah, sometimes that actually does happen, and it can affect the whole class, and I've been guilty of letting that happen myself. I hope, that that's something that you learn from, you don't let it happen again. But, no, that does happen, and that's one reason that we're really advertising these classes are for accelerated
mm-hmm.
classes. They're for more experienced people, because we don't want, a brand-new beginner getting in there and really holding the whole class up. I don't think the student would be satisfied. I don't think that the class would be satisfied by someone being holding the class up. So you try instead to work around that by answering their questions on breaks, spending time with them after class, spending time with them during the labs. Those kinds of things to keep them up, to make sure that they are happy, make sure they're learning, but they're not having to interrupt the class over and over.
Are you screening? I mean, if I call and I say I want to take the NT class, is there a certain screening process that you go through to make sure that who comes in really is suitable for what you offer?
Well, we don't have a formal screening process, but what we do is if you register for the course on the 800 number, then someone will call you back to confirm, and we'll just talk to you about the class. It'll either be me or it'll be one of my coworkers. We'll just call you back, and we'll talk to you about the class, tell you, you know, that it is going to be moving fairly quickly. Talk to you a little about your experience. Just make sure you feel comfortable. And if you feel comfortable going into it, then we'll give it a try. And if after the first, you know, day you don't think this is what you need, then we'll talk about it, and, you know, we'll find something else to make it work. But there's no formal screening process. We don't have an exam that you have to take or anything like that. Microsoft has a few self-assessment exams that we can use if you'd like, just to make yourself, you know, feel comfortable to gauge where you are with computer support. And if you feel comfortable going into the course, by all means, you know, I don't think this is a rocket science by any means. I think anyone with a little bit of computer experience and who's willing to do a little bit of work can actually get through this course without too much struggle. It's going to be a lot of work, but that's the students we want. We want students who are really wanting to learn this, who really want to work a little bit, and don't necessarily, you know, want to take a long time of you know, chatting, taking breaks, those kinds of things. We want people who are really there to learn, you know, focused students.
You see, this was my concern, that there are people who are listening and want to do it.
Right.
And that may feel like, you know, maybe I can't do it. Maybe it's too much. You know, you hear accelerated.
Right.
And you're thinking about the geek in the fifth grade who's going to eighth grade because
right.
they're so good. And so if there was, I like what you say, that there are some, like, self-exams that you can.
Right. Microsoft has them on their webpage at www.microsoft.com. But I think the biggest self-assessment, really, is if you're just honest with yourself and say that you have a couple of years of experience working with them hands-on, working with computers hands-on, doing some support, either help desk support, telephone support, something like that. And if you've done a little bit of networking, you don't have to be a network genius, but just know, you know, what a shared folder is, how to get around the network, I think you'll be fine in the course. I even hesitated using the word accelerated in our materials because I didn't want to turn people off.
Right.
What we're really looking for is just experienced people. We see a lot of people in these courses who are coming from different industries, which is great. I mean, that's great because the computer industry is growing like crazy. But the people we're looking for are people who have a couple of years of computer knowledge, who know how to get around in menus, who know, you know, what 95 is for, who know how to what an operating system does, who know what a network card does, so that we don't have to start from the very beginning and talk about this is a network card, this is a cable, this is how to right-click a mouse, and those kinds of things. But really, I don't think accelerating it so much as we're just starting in the middle and starting with a more experienced user.
Mm-hmm. Again, our number is 860-0850, and you're listening to 850, The Buzz. There was something here in EduPage that was interesting. It looks like Apple wants to buy the clone maker, mm-hmm. the Apple clone makers. But look at this. Apple clone owners will have to pay full price for the OS upgrade. This is like telling the people, aha, you didn't stick with us, now we're going to stick it to you. Buyers of Apple Macintosh clone will have to purchase their upgrade to the new Mac OS 8 operating system through computer stores or mail order for the full price of $69.95 rather than the $9.95 version available to authentic Mac owners. The one exception, buyers who purchased their machines between June 22nd and August 1st and who ordered the software from Apple before August 1st. They have all kind of exceptions, but isn't that amazing? You know, here's Apple trying to bounce back, trying to go against the tide, we can say, of the Intel machines. And NT and 95, where people in the business, in the workplace, this is what's being used. Do you have people calling you about training on Macs?
Well, to be honest, not really. The biggest question we get about that is how to network their Macs to something else. Not so much supporting the Macintosh itself, but that they have a sort of hybrid environment, or they're moving some PCs in, and they want to know what's the easiest way they can get those PCs and those Macs to talk together. And so we will talk about that. We'll talk about really how NT will work with those Macintoshes and so on. But we don't really get a whole lot of Macintosh support questions or Macintosh support class requests.
Mac owners know everything. They don't need
to. Well, it does most of it for you, I think. It hides most of that stuff from you, so you don't have to worry with it.
All right, we need to break away for another commercial. Your calls are coming up next on the station that wants to pay your rent, your mortgage, and now your car payment, too. 850 The Buzz. And welcome back to 850 The Buzz and Computers 97. I'm your host. My name is Amnon, and with me in the studio today, our guest is Heath Fallon of Essential Technologies. Our number, again, is 860-0850. Those lines are open. I'm sure Heath will be glad to answer any questions that you have. So let's see those lines ring, and let's talk a little bit. A few things here. We were talking about the Apple. Let's take that phone call first, and then we'll go back to Apple. Good morning. You're on 850 The Buzz.
Click. This is Double Click.
Hey, Double Click.
How are you?
I'm fine, Ken. How are you doing?
Good, man. Enjoying your show.
Thank you very much.
Got a semi-training question. I've been very refreshed to hear what he's had to say. Is it he?
Right.
It sounds like a she. Is it?
What is it, Ken?
He?
Yes.
He.
Right, that's right. He.
Yeah. One thing that I've had a disappointment of with some big national chain trainers is that they train you for the test.
Right.
I could care less about a test. I want to learn, and I think a lot of people may not realize the difference. Could you explain your philosophy on that?
No, that's a great question, and I agree. There are a lot of courses, and there are a lot of advertisements right now that are geared for the test. In fact, I just saw one national ad that does lecture-only courses, and they give you a notebook and no computer because they're really gearing you for the test. We have a different philosophy, and that is that if you learn the skills of how to use the software, you can pass the exam if you'd like. That's not where our focus is. So what we really try to get you through in the course is what the software looks like, how to get through the software, how to use the software, and how to administer the software. And then we give you study guides from Cybex. And if you want to take the exams, well, we'll point out things in the course that this is probably on the test, this could be on the test. But it's up to you to do some of the studying on your own to get through those exams.
Well, I have had teachers actually skip pages and skip units and say, this isn't on the test. And they'll let's turn over six pages and look at this next topic here. This will be on the test.
Well, I've never seen that. Is frustrating. I've never seen that. I have seen books that have put a lot of additional material in there, and I've said, if you're not a programmer, you don't need to know this kind of material. But I'm sure it happens all the time, but I've never seen an instructor actually say, this isn't on the exam, don't worry about this, because that could be the piece that you need to know as an administrator.
This is the Ultra Accelerator that you took, right?
No. Actually, it was on Exchange Mate. Of course, and there, of course, there's a test on that, I found out.
Right.
During the course, I didn't care about that. I wanted to learn how to install it properly and configure it for clients. And it was ridiculous. I was the one that slowed the class down.
Right.
But I didn't slow it down. I got them talking about actual how you configure it.
Right. You tried to fill it out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why I liked about you also talking with the students in the class, because there were two guys in our class out of six. The only reason they were there was to pass the test and get that little certification so their company could say they had two more people certified.
That's right, and that's another good point is you can kind of tell the students right away. They'll ask a lot of questions like, is this on the exam? Is this on the exam? Is this on the exam? That's very frustrating to an instructor who is trying to teach you something that's probably not on the exam, but it's something that you need to know. There's large chunks of material that you need to know that might not show up on the exam at all. So you're exactly right. Exchange is a great example. It's a whale of a program to get set up and administer correctly.
Yeah,
and,
that's why you said that again.
Right, and the exam itself is probably not as comprehensive as it could be. So, yeah.
Well, it covers, for instance, they drilled into me that boy, this X.400 is really all on the exam, but nobody's ever going to use it, but you need to study this stuff, and let's go over this X.400. They spent a whole lab on it.
Wow.
They said, well, you won't hardly ever use this, but you need to study it for the exam.
Yeah.
Give a 800 number again, if you will.
Sure. It's 800-358-6112.
Great.
Okay.
Great. Enjoy the show.
Thanks.
Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, thanks for calling actually to the buzz, Ken. I know you're hearing me. I know you're listening. Our number is 860-0850. 860-0850, and the lines are open. I was going to talk about the Apple and the Mac clone maker. Apple will pay $100 million to buy Power Computing, the Texas company that has been manufacturing Macintosh clones under a license from Apple. Apple co-founder Steve Jobs says Power Computer has pioneered direct marketing and sales in the Macintosh market, successfully building a $400 million, boy, wouldn't Apple love to do that, business, and we look forward to learning from their experience and welcoming their customers back into the Apple family. Industry analysts are expecting a reversal of Apple's 1994 decision to allow licensing, and it's a move that Jobs think has taken business away from Apple rather than expanding the market for products based on the Macintosh platform. And here's another way that something goes down the drain.
Right.
Power Computing, which will retain its name, will now focus on producing clone based on Intel microprocessors and Windows operating systems. They know where the money is. They know what's out there that's needed, and they're going to go for it. And I think they're lucky that Apple is going to go ahead and buy them out, buy the business out, because I don't think Apple is going to be able to make it as Apple. A lot of people bought those machines that I know of,
right,
because of their price. And because they always outperformed money, dollar to dollar, the actual Apple machines.
Right.
And now that Apple is taking it back in, you know, this is like, here's a good company, healthy company that is producing something that you can take and use. And now they take it all and they put it into that company that is struggling, that is changing the people at the top every Monday and Thursday, not a healthy company. How would you feel buying a computer from a company like that?
Mm.
I don't know. Seems like it's going to be a problem for Apple and a problem for users of the Macintosh. Do you use a Mac?
No. No, I've never really gotten along well with Macs. It's just, I guess, a personal preference. I've always liked to get into the operating system itself, and I felt it was a little bit more difficult in a Mac to actually get down and see how the thing worked. I always kind of was the kid who tore things apart and see how they worked, and I felt like the Mac always and kind of prevented me from that, which was good for users. I think it hid a lot of the actual nastiness that you had to know in computers years ago. So I never really used them. The biggest thing I do with them now is I stick them into an NT network and show people how to get from their Macs to bridge over to NT, because NT can speak Apple talk and can talk directly to Macintoshes.
So use them as terminals, as
right,
dumb terminals?
Well, not really dumb terminals. we don't want to say that. So
you can say whatever you want about a Mac. Yeah. I know a lot of people are not going to like it, but yeah, we always used to say, get a real computer. You know, stop playing with watch these phone lines.
Yeah.
Ring.
Right. It's a it's
light
a,
up now.
It's going to be a hot issue.
All the Apple people. Gene, yeah, I said that. And you know I'm going to say it again and again. I don't want to get back into talking about what we're talking about because we just have a few minutes.
Okay.
Let's take something else here that people may be interested in. You're playing on the internet and you go and you download Netscape. And you go to the next Netscape site, they should pay you for it. Netscape plans to turn its existing website into NetCenter, offering registered users the ability to create web pages for private discussions groups and to automatically receive updates to Netscape software. The company hopes its reincarnation will spark more traffic and generate more advertising revenue and transaction fees. Competitors such as Yahoo, Excite, and Microsoft are also beefing up free services on their website, but Netscape hopes to exploit its high concentration of corporate users. A lot of the advertisers are going after the higher demographic folks in the business space, says an Netscape VP, and that gives us a more focused demographic than America Online and Microsoft Network. Analysts estimate Netscape website generates around $24 million in revenue, generated $24 million of revenue in the second quarter of this year. And this is all thanks to people like you out there who go over to that site and download software. And now you know why Netscape does not allow ISPs and the like to place copies of Netscape on their site. Like, we cannot put Netscape on our site for users to download, because they want people to go to them. This is how they build traffic, and once they build traffic, they go and they sell advertising, because they say, we have a million people coming here every day to get our product. So maybe we should ask them to give us something for what we're doing for them. Do you use Netscape? Or do you use Microsoft Explorer? Oh, you're a Microsoft person.
Well, actually, no. I mean, we're not just a Microsoft company, which is nice. We're one of the few independent training companies that's left in North America, it seems, at times. But, actually, I do like the Netscape Navigator 3.0. I haven't used their communicator from 4 very much, but I do like their 3.0 product quite a bit. I do still use Microsoft's quite a bit, too, because it's just they send me free updates all the time, and I get things all the time. There's some things I still have to use Netscape for, and there's some things I think that it does do a better job for.
Yeah, we were talking about this last week. Communicator is getting way, way too big. I mean, I think it's even worse than Explorer.
Than 4.0, really?
Yeah. Netscape has a new one that's Navigator Lite, which doesn't do any mailing.
Oh, really?
So you can't click on leave us feedback on a web page. Hopefully they'll fix that. All right. We need to break away for top of the hour. Leave your dial right here. Your calls are coming up next on the station that wants to pay your rent, your mortgage, and now your car payment. 850 The Buzz.